Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. Today we do the Christmas checklist. So we're going to play a game. The game is you've got the Christmas stocking by the chimney, even if you don't have a chimney. And you're going to put a bunch of concepts into the Christmas stocking. And then after we discuss the concepts, we're going to talk about how you can spend your money over the holiday in the name of health for you, your family, your friends, so you use it judiciously. And you got to understand, before you go out and buy an herb, before you go out and buy an infrared sauna, before you go out and buy anything you buy in the name of health, it's the concept that teaches you whether or not you're going to get a good spend for your dollar. So, the Christmas Checklist Show. Merry Christmas to you. I'm Santa Claus for the day. Here we go. Number one, if I use the word autonomic patency, after 82 shows, a year and a half, blood, sweat, and tears, do you, my audience, understand that terminology? I hope so. Autonomic patency, meaning what? Meaning that you go out, you spend your money on herbs, you listen to herbal programs, wonderful bits of information, you jot it down. If your autonomic nervous system is not functioning in balance, if you cannot initiate the parasympathetic nerve, if you cannot initiate the flow of current through your brain, down through your neck, through the vagus nerve, into each and every organ of your body, you're not getting your dollar for the herb. In fact, I might say you're wasting your money, but I don't want to be that harsh. It's Christmas. Point is, if you're locked into chronic illness, if you've got a symptom that just isn't responding and you don't understand autonomic patency, you must understand autonomic patency. You have to think of everything you do nutritionally and otherwise. It's just a tool. It's a subset. Don't turn herbs. Don't even turn nutrition into the whole book. Nutrition's just a chapter in the book. And honestly, it's one of the smaller chapters. If you're turning it into a volume when it's a chapter, you're making a big mistake. Do not do that. Now, autonomic patency. Go find a show anywhere in America where you hear someone talking about that regularly. You're not going to. So pat yourself on the back if you've got a concept, because this is way ahead of itself. And yet, the very essence of all natural medicine is for you to have the feeling in your body, the feeling, the physical feeling, something you can turn to your loved one and say, wow, I'm feeling something in my body, activate. This is not a joke. This is not quackery. Despite all the skepticism and innocence and ignorance and even vehemence towards concepts like energy, energy is real. And we are going into a millennium now that will prove that. We're going into a century that's going to prove that. So you want a 2013 that's on your side with an investment of your health dollar? Understand that all of these things that you're doing are to get you to a feeling that, well, I guess you got to just feel it to know it. And that's the problem. We're describing something that has to be experienced. But we got to start. And so let's start with autonomic patency. Next one, number two, structural patency. Structural patency. What does that mean? It means that when you were little and your dance teacher spent so much time trying to teach you how to move, they were looking for you to find your structural center. If you couldn't do it, you couldn't use your legs. those of you, the men, who have boxed, done martial arts, all those things that men do, even hunt, bow and arrow, all those things, begin with center. So when you box or you do the martial arts, the lower areas, the dantian, the center, the point from which the punch is generated, whether it's Western boxing or martial arts, doesn't matter. All the power in athletics are American Olympians each 4 years or so. The American Olympian is trained relentlessly in his particular sport based upon his ability to find center. A trainer will watch a runner. A boxing coach, a judo coach, a wrestling coach will watch an athlete and teach the athlete to find center through a variety of exercises and stretches and breath work, so on and so forth. And when the trainer, the coach, the guy you pay the big money to produce the athlete, when that coach sees center, they tell the athlete, you're starting to develop center. Now feel its result in your body. That's huge. Pilates, dance, Alexander technique, rolfing, Heller work, yoga. Hundreds of different exercises over the centuries we've given people so they can find their structural center. If you're having your neck adjusted and your thoracic spine and your low back adjusted by your chiropractor, although I think generally chiropractors are a million miles, functionally speaking, away from this concept, functionally speaking, because I don't think cracking a back is going to cut it. I think it's a nice tool. But the very essence of chiropractic was to develop your structural center. I think things like Pilates do an infinitely better job. So number two on the list, do you understand? Do you have a sense of structural patency? Autonomic patency, structural patency. Patency means flow. Patency means all the parts are in order. Patency means everything is where it's supposed to be, and you can feel, again, feel, not in your head, but in your body. You can feel your structure in your center. You can feel your autonomic nerves working. The third patency, biliary patency, there's a big one. Central concept. Merry Christmas to you if you've got these, if you own them. If you're listening, if you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. I encourage everyone for the next year or two or ten to get to my website, download the articles, download the shows, listen to the shows again. This is an educational forum on radio that I don't think we can communicate as well through any other media form. Biliary patency. What does that mean? It means when you do these liver and gallbladder flushes, when you tell your friends to do them, when you tell your doctor that you did one, what are we trying to say from the guts of science to the public? That when you enhance the rate at which bile, green stuff, comes out of your body into the toilet, whether it's coffee enemas or whether it's the olive oil flushes, effectively what you're doing is leveraging a physiological principle. And that is, when the blood is dirty with the things that cause you illness, cancers and everything else, when your blood is dirty with that, if the suction cup you call your liver and the plumbing system you call your gallbladder and your bile ducts can move the garbage out of the blood fast enough, then the brain does not have to tell the blood to deposit those carcinogens in your breast, in your prostate, in your organs, that there is a prioritization with garbage, that the brain, one of its functions through the autonomic nerves is to manage the waste. Waste disposal is a big deal in the body. And whether it's the waste that you're supposed to make or the waste that you eat with trans fats, hydrogenated fats, garbage meat, so on and so forth, whether it's exogenous, meaning waste coming in from the outside, or waste that your body just makes, if it builds up too high a concentration in the blood, the body will go into overdrive to move it out of the blood. It'll take it out the kidney. It'll take it out the skin. It'll take it out mostly through the bile ducts. And when the bile ducts get sluggish, which does not mean they don't work, as long as your feces is brown, brown-green, your bile ducts are flowing. This is why medical doctors and hardcore scientists, conservative scientists, object to all this, what they call nonsense. We all flow bile. We make about a quart a day. And that bile, if it's not flowing, as we see in hepatitis, as we see in pancreatic or liver cancer, if the bile doesn't flow, the feces turns white or yellow. Some of you have had hepatitis, and you know what that looks like. You've known people with different forms of biliary or pancreatic cancer. It blocks the bile ducts, and the feces turns white or yellow. You understand that in your everyday experience, and that's really when you're not producing and flowing bile. And so you're going to hear that a lot of this biliary patency is nonsense. No, it's not. It's not nonsense, and I'm not crazy. If you go into the books and you study, what you're going to find is rates, R-A-T-E-S, rates of biliary flow. So we may call optimal when you're 15 years old 100%. And then when you're 30, you're down to 80%. And when you're 40, you're at 75%. When you're 70, you're at 50%. Now, somebody way up there in a big white chair is calling 50% 50% flow, half the bile that you once blew through your body. They're calling that normal for your age. That is a nonsense statement. It's nonsense. And that's where they make a mistake in conservative science. As long as biliary flow reduces to an appreciable level, guarantee yourself the brain is looking at the fact that you cannot remove poison fast enough from the blood through the biliary system because it's clogged, and it's sending that poison into your breast fat, all the lipophilic or fat-soluble garbages in your blood will go and find fat in the body, fat in the organs, fat in the breast, fat in the head. The whole body's made of fat. And so you begin to chelate or stain. You stain the fat in your body, which is your body, with all the little poisons and carcinogens, and you start to create a stench around the cell. Now, if you have an interference field there, in other words, if you have a scar and you're further deprived of flow, or your psyche down there in your ovary, or your penis, or your kidney, or your liver, or your heart, or your thyroid, if your organ itself is deprived because of a scar, a physical scar, or if the tissues are short and inflexible and structurally twisted, and you add to the fact that you're chelating all this fat, toxic lipophilic substances that might otherwise just purge out through the bile ducts, you're going to create a time bomb, and that's what we do. We don't call it that. We call it a disease, a symptom, a cancer. Mark my words, at the base of biliary patency is real science. Number four, are you sure, are you certain that your blood sugar is under 100 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? Do you exist in a ketogenic place? Ketogenic. Do you balance your blood sugar by burning fat? Or do you balance your blood sugar by stuffing down carbs? The proof of a low insulin, low blood sugar existence abounds in the literature. The future of medicine will support the ketogenic diet. No doubt, no two ways about it. Get rid of the carbs. I've been saying this for 15 years. I've been saying this long before a lot of people have been saying this. Believe me. We're just coming out of into 2013, this myopia about veganism, this myopia about vegetarianism, this myopia.